there's another component of your marketing plan, and it is not required, it's not mandatory, but it's called a SWOT analysis. A lot of organizations don't take the time to invest in this additional analysis, but doing it will be a great way to gauge how competitively your organization can compete in the marketplace. And so SWOT analysis, or the word SWOT, is an acronym. S stands for strength, W stands for weakness, O stands for opportunity, and T stands for threats. Now, what a lot of people don't understand about SWOT analysis, even though they hear about it a lot, is that the S and the W focus on internal aspects of your organization, and then the O and the T focus on the external business environment that you're going to be engaged in. There are specific criteria around each one of those elements that you need to ask yourself, and that's pretty much your marketing plan. The other component in the advanced training that we're focused on is the financial element. Now, this is an important part because I'm sure many of you know that a lot of businesses don't succeed, and the primary reason they don't succeed is because of bad financial management. And so we've seen that, obviously, in the workplace throughout every industry. And so when businesses fail due to financial reasons, the reason is usually around they're either undercapitalized. So when they started out, they failed to get enough funding in place to achieve sustainability in the marketplace, or they had poor controls over the cash flow, or it was inadequate expense control. So you want to make sure that in your business plan that you spend time really analyzing what your short and long-term cash flow requirements will be. So to do this, there's three vital steps that you need to take to ensure that your business will be fiscally sound.